participatory journalism is all about immersion. Colette Davidson took that to heart in her assignment for today. In a leap of faith that other Parisians, well, mostly foreign visitors, have also made, she plunged into the Seine. The iconic waterway got a glow-up for the Olympics last year, and the city's mayor has made good on her promise to open some public swimming areas. We have some more serious news in today's Daily, too, including an on-the-ground look at how Hiroshima's civic tone may be shifting, in particular around another kind of participation, in protests. 80 years after that Japanese city became synonymous with the abomination of nuclear war, it struggles with different views of how that day should define it. It's Thursday, August 7th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. President Trump raised tariffs on India. He signed an executive order to place an additional 25% tariff on India for its purchases of Russian oil. That brings the combined tariffs imposed by the United States on its ally to 50%. The move could scramble the economic trajectory of India, which until recently was seen as an alternative to China by American companies looking to relocate their manufacturing. China also buys oil from Russia, but wasn't included in the order. A new study sheds light on ChatGPT's alarming interactions with teens. In some interactions, the chatbot gives detailed plans for drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide notes. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found that testing ChatGPT with harmful prompts led the chatbot to respond in dangerous ways more than half the time. The study highlights the risks as more people, particularly teens, turn to AI for companionship and advice. OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, said after viewing the findings that its work is ongoing in refining how models identify and respond appropriately in sensitive situations. Also, China is making early education more accessible. Tuition fees will be waived for children in their final year at public kindergartens and reduced for eligible private schools from the next term, the government said on Tuesday, in a phased rollout of free preschool education. The measures came after China unveiled last week a childcare subsidy until the age of 3 in an effort to spur a flagging birth rate, as fewer young people choose to have children. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. As the nuclear non-proliferation movement enters a tenuous new era, Japan's firsthand experience with nuclear warfare is crucial in the fight for a nuclear-free world. Yet in Hiroshima, activists worry that growing tourism and business interests have overshadowed the city's commitment. Contributor Takehiko Kambayashi reports from Hiroshima, Japan, for the Monitor. With his tariffs, President Trump has notched several wins this summer, at least as promises. But as the new taxes go into effect, the tariffs are already testing the goodwill of America's trading partners. Laurent Belsey reports for the Monitor. Swimming in the Seine has long been a dubious proposition, not to say illegal, but the river now meets tough standards, allowing 3 in-river pools to open. Our intrepid correspondent dips her toes in the water. Colette Davidson reports from Paris for the Monitor. British painter David Hockney's work conveys an openness to new ways of seeing the world. In a glorious coffee table-sized art book, David Hockney, edited by Norman Rosenthal, images of his recent pictures demonstrate the full flowering of his 60-year career. Contributor Heller McAlpin writes for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on Mexico's smart moves for safety. Mexico is reportedly on the cusp of signing a new security agreement with the United States. This comes in the wake of a near stop in illegal border crossings and a temporary reprieve on higher trade tariffs. According to President Claudia Sheinbaum, the pact would address intelligence sharing, the outflow of fentanyl from Mexico, and the inflow of smuggled guns from the U.S. The tariff pause and security deal highlight Mexico's measurable, if incremental, progress in tackling organized crime and violence. These efforts don't just placate the country's largest trading partner, they respond to citizen demands. Mexicans want the economic progress fostered by safety and rule of law. Last month, Mexico announced a new strategy to combat extortion, which cost the economy an estimated $1.3 billion a year in 2023. The plan includes a reporting hotline and better investigations of suspicious cash flows. In June, Ms. Sheinbaum pointed to a 25.8% drop in intentional homicides since she took office, using September 2024 as a baseline. According to one think tank, 75% of killings are committed in just 7% of Mexico's municipalities. The strategy of identifying violence hotspots for targeted security helps reduce such crime, stated security analyst David Mora on France 24 TV. He cited Guanajuato state, where homicides fell by half, as a perfect example. However, homicide statistics exclude Mexico's large numbers of missing or disappeared, estimated at more than 121,000. Security Minister Omar Garcia Harfuch, who oversaw a dramatic plunge in the capital city's homicide rate when Ms. Sheinbaum was mayor from 2018 to 2023, is seeking to build a more effective, civilian-controlled federal security force. Earlier this year, he launched a new unit focused on strengthening intelligence networks and state-level presence. In February, his team extradited 29 alleged drug cartel criminals to the U.S. This week, the U.S. said it would not seek the death penalty against them, a concession that could bolster Ms. Sheinbaum's standing at home, where capital punishment was abolished in 2005. According to a 2025 report by the Institute for Economics and Peace, Mexico's peace index recorded a fifth straight year of modest improvement. Scores improved in 18 states and deteriorated in 14. Common factors among states that showed improvement were increased presence and visibility of security and a more responsive justice system. Economic opportunities also correlated with less violence. President Sheinbaum's ability to balance tariff negotiations with visible anti-crime efforts may just provide Mexico with a recipe for attaining stability and progress for its citizens. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, even in the midst of a dangerous situation, we can hear God's voice, which guides, calms, and saves. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tanya Raku and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.